Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, end of life in prison. Correctional hospice programs turn inmates into caregivers. And Pimp My Walk will explore the gadgetry and often erotic imagery of the Victorian era status symbol of the walking stick. Plus the symbolic dough of democracy, the social history of white bread in America. But first, trying a terrorist. With Dzhokhar Tsarnaev in custody, the relief many Bostonians feel at his capture turns to anger. While prosecutors have only begun to build their case against the 19-year-old marathon bombing suspect, the public has strong expectations of how Tsarnaev's trial should proceed and how he should be punished. Leon Nafalk writes for the Ideas section of the Boston Globe. He spoke to criminologists and legal scholars and academics who warned that the trial will likely fall short of the public's wish for emotional closure and for justice. Leon, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So the Boston Marathon bombing, undoubtedly heinous act. What was it about the nature of this crime that set up such really calls for blood?
Well, so I think a big reason why this crime is different from other crimes is that by virtue of being a terrorist attack, it was meant to be a crime against everybody, not just the individuals who were literally harmed by it, who were hurt by it, who lost their lives or who lost limbs or loved ones. This was something that was meant to make everybody, not just in Boston, but you know, in every big city and in all over America, feel like they were threatened. Because I think the random nature of the act goes a long way towards reminding us that it could have been us.
What sort of closure does a society hope to get from highly publicized trials like this one?
I think we want to see something as big brought down on this person as he brought down against us. And that's when I say that out loud, it sort of sounds like I'm just saying eye for an eye, which I don't think I am, because what we want is we want to somehow acknowledge that this was not just a regular crime. We want the prosecution to somehow reflect that we're not just putting a guy in jail for life, or we're not just putting someone on death row. It's not just a person here that we're trying. It's really almost like an existential threat that he represents, or an idea, that if you want to say it that way. This is not just some murders. This is an attack that we want to respond to almost symbolically, because the attack itself is so symbolic itself.
You did speak with Jody Madeira, who wrote a book about the prosecution of Timothy McVeigh. Now, he was the Oklahoma City bomber. What does she say about how the trial was or was not able to help victims get that kind of, you know, huge symbolic, the big gesture that you were just talking of?
Right. Well, so she actually mentioned that one of the most important things about that trial was that during sentencing, people were able to make victim statements right in the courtroom, where they were able to say how this tragedy had affected them, and they were able to submit their testimony for consideration. And Madeira's point, and I was really happy to find her, because you know, here's a person who actually has expertise on sort of the role of the legal process, sort of in helping people recover from mass murder. You know, she said that being able to make those statements really helped the actual victims of the attack and the people who lost their loved ones in it. It really made them feel like they were contributing something. Their experiences were being made to matter, sort of in a very real way in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, she walked away from the whole experience, sort of, you know, and people who remember that trial remember how public it was, how much of a media circus it was. You know, defense attorney was always talking to the media. Madeira walked away from all that sort of feeling like we might be better off not trying to turn these sort of big prosecutions into these public events, because we are setting ourselves up for disappointment in terms of the relief that they can bring us or the closure it can bring us.
You spoke earlier about the sort of random, unseen nature of an act like this and how it threatened all of us on a deep level, because it could happen to anyone, anywhere. And of course,
right,
there were, you know, the president and others were saying, we will find those who are responsible and hold them to account. Okay, so now we have this 19-year-old kid, basically. We can put a face to it. Does that change the wish for retribution, the wish for justice?
One criminologist I talked to, Mark Kleiman at UCLA, he made the point that as a legal process, this is our weapon. This is what we bring to bear on this guy. And the best thing we can do, in a way, is to not hope for this sort of emotional release. In fact, the best thing we can do is to just use this weapon of ours, this non-sensational state weapon, against these killers, and thus show them our power and our particular power and demonstrate the fairness of our legal system. And that's sort of the biggest victory we can hope for.
Leon Nafok writes for the Ideas section of the Boston Globe. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now you can read Leon's article, What We Want from the Marathon Bombing Trial, at wordofmouthradio.org.